Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 530. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from the Medicine Dolls, a band from Cape Town, South Africa. The song I played was called Danger, Danger Disco. It's on the band's new album, Filth and Wisdom. Came out October 2nd on Just Records. The band is a little polished, a little begging, but so good. It feel a little dirty listening to it, a little dirty liking it. They so much about them is image, but I like it. And so it overcomes all those things. So maybe that's a really good sign. It's a good album, good songs, lots of catchiness in there, and just a little cloying, but that's okay. Welcome to the podcast. I missed you last week. I was a busy man. I didn't get around to playing music for you. I hope you survived somehow. I've got lots of music for you this week, but not a very long podcast. I think every song on here is like under 2 minutes, or at least under three. It's a mad rush through some pop today. Let's continue on here. This is Night Sobs with the song Back on the Ride.
You take me to the top, up to the summit, and then the bottom drops, my stomach plummets. Oh, I know that I have got to try to save a shred of pride. I can't get back on the ride. You're sweet.
how much I love you.
Hope that was as good for you as it was for me. Ended that set there with Attic Salt from Springfield, Illinois. The song I played was called Truck Stop, and it's on the band's new album, Get Wise. Came out September 25th of this year on Jumpstart Records. Don't know a lot about that band. I know I really like that album, and it checks just about every box for me. I also know that they're close enough that if the world ever returns to normal, that's a band I'm going to be trying to get out here to Kansas City to play. Just love to see them live. Before that, we heard from Gallows Birds from Wilmington, North Carolina. That's project of Travis Woods. A song I played was called My Lambretta, and it was the lead single from the band's album Quarantine Age Kicks. Very punny, right? It came out last week, October 16th, on Rum Bar Records, a power pop record through and through. And then before that, we heard from Night Sobs with the song Back on the Ride. It's on the album Do This Sob, which the band put out themselves March 20th of this year. That band based out of Austin, Texas. Definitely power pop, but definitely in that 60s sort of revisionary The Wonders sort of way. But a very good album, very poppy and very infectious. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music for you here. This is Olivia's World with the song Cereal Boxes. I hope the sun is still shining wherever you are. If not, maybe listen to that set again. It'll probably bring it back out. We started that set with Olivia's World. We played the song Cereal Boxes, which is on an EP called Olivia's World, put out on Lost Sound Tapes October of last year. That band based out of Vancouver, BC at the time, and featured Rose Melberg of so many bands that I love, though I think the two really driving members are from Brisbane in Australia, and I think they may have moved back, so who knows what the future of Olivia's World holds there. A cute little twee album, or EP there, I guess. And then we heard from Kid Gulliver from Boston. The song is called Forget About Him, and it's on a four-song EP called Spree that the band put out themselves January of 2018. They've had a couple digital-only singles since then, but I think this was the last kind of self-contained sort of release. I enjoy that a lot. A couple of songs on that EP are really good, and the singles are pretty good too. So hopefully there's more coming from that band, walking the line between power pop and indie pop there. And there's some really aggressive guitar on that album that you wouldn't expect. Kind of nice. Anyway, and then we ended things off with the Kitty Cat Fan Club. The song I play is called Dreamy Little You, and that's the name of the album. It came out summer of last year, May 31st, 2019, on Asian Man Records, and it features Mike, who runs Asian Man, on that recording, as well as a host of, ringers, I guess, from San Jose. Just a group come together, and they've put out a couple of things, but that album there is really good. I had never heard of the band somehow, but yet when I saw other people buying it on Bandcamp, I did too. And that's the way things should work. Recommendations in a socially distant sort of way. Anyway, we're out of time here. Let's wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 530. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Looking at the concert calendar, there's a few things coming up here. Next weekend starts the Lemonade Social at Lemonade Park. Dream Girl headlines the first night, the 23rd. On the 24th, Republic Tigers headline there at Lemonade Park. And there's a Halloween show featuring Bad Ideas and other bands at Lemonade Park as well, and I'll probably make it out to that one. And then, I don't know, how long can we keep going with outdoor shows before it gets too cold? We'll find out. We do have a show worth mentioning, I guess. November 7th is an online show, the Apocalypse Meow Benefit, which benefits the Midwest Music Foundation's Musicians Healthcare Fund, Abby's Fund. We'll be talking with Rhonda Line about that at some point soon, talking about the bands and how you can get involved, and it's a very important fundraiser, especially for folks here in Kansas City, so many of the bands that we love, and giving them the support they need. Looking at the website, nothing new really, though there might be by the time you listen to this. We do have photos and video and such coming of the Share UK Dropper Grand and a Shrivon show that happened just a couple of nights ago for me. Working on those now. They'll be on the website soon, I guess. Anyway, I've got one track left for you here. It's a track by Death Valley Girls. The song I play is called Hold My Hand. It's on the band's new album, Under the Spell of Joy. Came out October 2nd on Suicide Squeeze. The band based out of Los Angeles that, I don't know, for years have kind of been on my radar, but I get them confused with LA Witch, maybe. I don't know. So many different bands with kind of a similar aesthetic. But I enjoy this album. And I think there's some really good moments here. And I was happy enough to say, let's give this one a spin. Let's spend a week with it. Let's listen to it 4, 5, 6 times. And let's play it on the podcast. So we're going to end things here. This is Death Valley Girls. The song is called Hold My Hand. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.